Macmillan Digital Audio and Belinda present this unabridged recording of
The Fallen, written by David Baldacci, read by Keith Brewer and Orla Cassidy. To Cindy and John Harkes, we're truly blessed to have you as friends. Chapter 1. Who killed you? Or who murdered you? There was, after all, a distinct difference. Amos Decker was standing on the rear deck of a house where he and his FBI colleague, Alex Jameson, were staying while visiting Jameson's sister. He used two fingers to neck cradle his third bottle of beer of the evening while he contemplated these questions. He knew that most people never thought about these issues because they had no reason to do so. Yet accurately answering the latter question dominated Decker's professional life, which was really the only life he had left. He was also aware that the difference between the two queries was more complex than some might have believed. For example, one could kill a person without legally committing murder. There was accidental death. Your car inadvertently slams into another, with death as a result, or you drop a gun and it goes off and the bullet strikes a bystander. Someone was dead, but it wasn't legally recognized as murder. There was assisted suicide. A terminally ill person is suffering and wants to end it, and you help the person do so. The practice was legal in some places and unlawful in others. Again, someone was dead. Unlike the accidental death, the death was intentional, but it was not the same as murder, because it had been the choice of the deceased to end his life. There was justifiable homicide, the best example of which was self-defense. There you intended to harm another, but the law said you had the right to defend yourself. There were varying degrees of murder. If you were negligent in causing that car accident or dropping your weapon and someone died, you could be charged with involuntary manslaughter. A spontaneous bludgeoning, resulting in death, could end with the perpetrator being charged with the more serious crime of voluntary manslaughter. Second-degree murder, a close cousin to voluntary manslaughter, had the element of malice aforethought, and possibly recklessness, but not the additional one of premeditation, or lying in wait, as it was often called. Decker sipped his beer as he went through the legal requirements of intentionally ending the life of another. The last one was the worst of all, in his estimation. First-degree murder almost always required the specific elements of willfulness, premeditation, and malice aforethought. You wanted someone dead for your benefit, and you laid out a plan in advance to make sure that death happened. The harshest legal consequences of all were reserved for these heinous acts.